through our unique process of selection, customization, and cleansing by our joke jury. What you get. 1. Our friends collect and carry with them Fountain of Humor's timeless humor, one set of Fountain of Humor endorsed jokes and stories. 2. Instructions are provided on how to read them to diverse senior audiences in institutional settings, or families, or to your friends. 3. And the beat goes on. As time goes by, there will be new senior targets and audiences for those of you who want more Fountain of Humor products. Who gets it? Healthcare institutions, diverse senior audiences, senior association meetings, for example, AARP chapters, clubs such as Widows and Widowers, parents, grandparents, friends and loved ones, personal use, senior assisted living facilities, senior centers, senior in-home aides, hospices, VA hospitals and others, cruises and trips for seniors, libraries, radio and TV shows, community-based. Above all, call for free help. Doc at 919-773-4563. Age-activated attention deficit disorder. This is how it manifests. I decide to water my garden. As I turn on the hose in the driveway, I look over at my car and decide my car needs washing. As I start toward the garage, I notice that there is mail on the porch table that I brought up from the mailbox earlier. I decide to go through the mail before I wash the car. I lay my car keys down on the table, put the junk mail in the garbage can under the table, and notice that the can is full. So I decide to put the bills back on the table and take out the garbage first. But then I think, since I'm going to be near the mailbox when I take out the garbage anyway, I may as well pay the bills first. I take my checkbook off the table and see that there is only one check left. My extra checks are in my desk in the study. So I go inside the house to my desk, where I find the can of Coke that I had been drinking. I'm going there to look for my checks, but first I need to push the Coke aside so that I don't accidentally knock it over. I realize the Coke is getting warm, and I decide I should put it in the refrigerator to keep it cold. As I head toward the kitchen with the Coke, a vase of flowers on the counter catches my eye. They need to be watered. I set the Coke down on the counter and I discover my reading glasses that I've been searching for all morning. I decide I better put them back on my desk, but first I'm going to water the flowers. I set the glasses back down on the counter, fill a container with water, and suddenly I spot the TV remote. Someone left it on the kitchen table. I realize that tonight, when we go to watch TV, I will be looking for the remote, but I won't remember that it's on the kitchen table. So I decide to put it back in the den where it belongs, but first I'll water the flowers. I pour some water in the flowers, but quite a bit of it spills on the floor. So I set the remote back down on the table, get some towels, and wipe up the spill. Then I head down the hall, trying to remember what I was planning to do. At the end of the day, the driveway is flooded, the car isn't washed, the bills aren't paid, there's a warm can of Coke sitting on the counter, there is still only one check in my checkbook, I can't find the remote, I can't find my glasses, and I don't remember what I did with the car keys. Then when I try to figure out why nothing got done today, I'm really baffled because I know I was busy all day long and I'm really tired. I realize this is a serious problem, and I'll try to get some help for it. But first, I'll check my email. This is a letter I received a while back. From the Reverend Calvin Fitzgerald Rescue Mission, 288 Dogwood Road, Los Angeles, California. Dear Doc, perhaps you have heard of me and my nationwide campaign in the cause of temperance. Each year for the past 14 years, I have made a tour of the New England states and delivered a series of lectures on the evils of drinking. On these tours, I have been accompanied by my friend and assistant, Clyde Hopkins. Clyde, the son of a good family and excellent background, is a pathetic case whose life was ruined by excessive indulgence in whiskey, gin, and rum, not to mention beer and women. Clyde would appear with me at lectures and sit on the platform drooling at the mouth and staring at the audience through bleary, bloodshot